What's up, y'all? How's it going out there in the valley? I hope y'all are having a fantastic and a wonderful day. Hope everything's going well for you guys. Welcome to KPCRadio.com. It is Tuesday, March 29th, 2016, and it is 2:37 p.m. I'm Olivia Cervantes, the host of your show, Hungry to Win, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up. Today, we'll be talking about a couple of our men's Pierce College volleyball players. We'll be talking to them, and I have a couple of guests with us here today. We'll just be discussing about the different experiences they've been going through with volleyball playing at here at Pierce College, and maybe some future plans that they have planned for themselves for the future. But I have here with me Kevin Trejo. He is the libero of the team, and he is also a defensive specialist. He also is a serving specialist. And my next guest here with us is Isaiah Williams, who is the setter for the team. So, welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Feeling great. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Kevin, how's it going?
Very good. Tired.
Wonderful. Why are you tired?
School, man. I just got a class, you know.
Definitely. I understand. So, thank you guys for being here today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Of course. So let's go ahead and jump into some questions. How long have you been attending Pierce College, Kevin?
Pierce College is going to be my second year.
Okay. And what are you studying here at Pierce College?
Nursing.
Nursing.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. And how about yourself, Isaiah?
This is my first year here at Pierce College, and I'm into the communications department here.
Okay. Sounds great. I'm just going to ask you guys a couple questions about volleyball, so we'll just take turns on that.
All right.
So what are the different challenges that you have experienced while playing here at Pierce?
I would say definitely staying in shape, just because from high school to college, I mean, obviously everyone is really good now. And for example, like for in our conference, it's really tight. Like for example, I think top three teams make a playoff spot, and I think there's like a four-way tie for third right now. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How about for you, Isaiah?
For me, definitely be probably team chemistry. We fixed that now, but in the beginning it was kind of hard because you had a lot of A-type personality, a lot of people who are really good, and you know, so there'd be a lot of conflict, but we had a nice meeting, hashed it out, and ever since then we've been playing a lot better. So
well, that's good. It's at least, I mean, you have a strong team, so it's all about, I guess, working together as a team and hashing things out, so that's really good to hear. Kevin, what made you come to Pierce?
To be honest, straight out of high school, I went to Pasadena City College, and I couldn't get any classes, so I went to Valley, and I mean, in high school, I had a pretty good volleyball career, and I kind of regretted not sticking with it, and once I got in touch with Coach Lance, it definitely made me want to come here.
So you did play volleyball in high school?
Yeah. I played all 4 years.
Oh, okay, 4 years.
Yeah.
And were you on a varsity team, or was there different kinds of teams?
No, yeah, I was on my freshman team, went undefeated. Then I went my sophomore year, I was on JV, and then my junior and senior year, we went undefeated in league also. So,
okay.
Yeah, we went pretty far in high school.
Cool. And so I feel like most high schools don't usually have men's volleyball team. Is that right, or usually all do?
Now I feel like they do. I feel like it's definitely growing now,
yeah.
But
it's a definitely emerging sport a lot in the high school area, even in college. It also depends on your region. So like LA, Southern California, there'll be a lot of high school men's volleyball teams. But if you go to out of state, like, you know, to like Oklahoma or like Oregon, Washington, you know, they won't have men's volleyball programs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's emerging all over the country now. So that's pretty good to hear.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome that they do that. And how about yourself? What made you come to Pierce, Isaiah?
Mine's a little bit long story, so I'll make it a short story.
No, keep it long, please.
All right, cool. My brother originally came to Pierce College. I went to Birmingham High School, just right down the street from Pierce College. My brother played there. I decided to follow in his footsteps and play too. In high school, my brother came here, so I would actually, when I was on the high school's teams, practice with the Pierce College team. So I was already pretty much guaranteed to go here. You know, this is my second year in college, but After my senior year, I got a scholarship right off high school. So I went to that school first. And then when I realized I could probably best my opportunities by coming to Pierce College and then transferring out to a better school
in the future. And what was that school?
It was called Bluefield College. It was in Virginia, the Appalachian Mountains. Okay. So I played my first year of college there. And then when I realized, you know, that that yes, I could stay here and play all 4 years and be good, but I wanted to, you know, have a better opportunity in the future with the sport. So I took a step back and went back to the JC Pierce College where I wanted to play for, where I dedicated a lot of my time to aspire to play for in the future. I came back here, you know, just to follow my footsteps of my brother and then just do right by me.
That's awesome. So in general, one of the main questions that I always ask athletes is, what does a team player mean to you?
I'd say definitely just having each other's backs, you know, no matter what happens. I feel like even though you're down, as long as your teammate's there to support you, and for example, if you're having a bad game, like they try to pick you up and say, don't worry, just go for it. Like, I mean, that means a lot to me. So just having that confidence.
Definitely. Selflessness is like what a team player means to me. I mean, it comes to a point where it's like, since we have a lot of great players, you don't need to always be the IGM. You don't need to always be the glory player, you know? Selflessness, whereas fact, you just need to do this specific job. And sure, this specific job may not get credit for it, but because you did this job, everybody else obtains the glory as a team. You know, you want to be selfless as to be a great team player. That's the ultimate team player, a player who can strive to make his team around him play better to their best potential. I believe that's what a team player should be.
That's awesome. And so as far as volleyball goes, what made you start playing volleyball? What got you into playing volleyball in specifics?
Well, for me, I mean, it was just my dad. You know, I was always at the beach, you know, always. I'm Mexican-American, so I have a really big family. My mom's the youngest of 12, and my dad's the oldest of 7, so I was out with my cousins by the beach. And, you know, my uncles just love playing sports, whether it was football, basketball, soccer. I mean, volleyball was just a sport where, I mean, I honestly just saw everyone have fun, and I was attracted to it, and I just kept pursuing it.
That's so good.
For me, it was I got approached at a lot by a lot of different coaches coming out of middle school, not because necessarily I played on a lot of, like, club programs, but just because of my size. I was 13 already, like 6'4", 6'3", like, you know, about coming to high school. So a lot of coaches, whenever they saw me, were like, football, basketball, anything, they would come up to me like, oh, come play. You know, my brother, he played his senior year. He was playing volleyball at Birmingham. He played also football as well. So, I mean, I saw him and all his friends play. And my freshman year, I was just really into anything. I didn't care. If I had time, I would do it. So I played football, basketball. And then when it came around spring season, the coach was like, just come play volleyball. I was like, sure, why not? Give it a try. So I did, and I fell in love with it.
Isaiah, what's your motivation in being the best that you can be as far as playing volleyball goes?
My motivation is just, I mean, just so I know that I can do it. I mean, when I started out, like, I kind of person where it's like, it takes me a while to get into it, but once I can do it, I'm pretty great at it. And then a lot of people were like, they doubted me when I was young because I was really uncoordinated and whatnot. A lot of people didn't think I would mount up to the potential I could be. But I knew that I could, and, you know, I just wanted to give my all for something, and it just turned out to be this sport. And then it wasn't until my freshman year of college where I realized that how far I can go with using this sport. So it was like my motivation was just so that I can use this as an opportunity to make a better future for myself and to always believe in myself with it. And so that in the day, everybody who doubted me will be like, wow, he actually did it.
How about you, Kevin?
For me right now, honestly, it's my teammates, you know. I was straight out of high school. I didn't play, so I was out about 2 to 3 years. And, you know, I always regretted not coming out, like, having such a great high school career and playing volleyball. You know, I just missed the game. And, I mean, right now, honestly, it's just my teammates.
Mm-hmm. Being that you're a versatile player in different positions, how do you keep up with that?
You know, my coach, he doesn't put a lot of pressure on me. He just tells me to do the best I can, and like I said, I have a lot of support from my teammates. And, I mean, for example, I'll be out the whole game and, you know, coach tries to build a spark and he'll say, Trejo, go serve, and I'll go in there and try my best.
Mm-hmm. And how about for you, Isaiah? How's setting? How does that
Setting comes down to trust. I mean, like, literally, setters are like a quarterback of a football team. You know, like, you're leading the team. You know, you're assisting where the ball goes. You have to assess different things, when to set this player, when to set this other player. You have to call out names if you get taken out first. You know, it's a lot, lot mentally. So when it comes to it, I play the best when I have a strong team supporting me, you know? So, like, I know that even if I mess up, it doesn't matter because, you know, we all make mistakes. So that way I can go 100%, and even if I made a mistake at 100%, I won't get yelled at it or hashed out for it, you know, because I'm trying my best for my team, you know? So when you have a team that's willing to support you and be like, dude, just do the best you can and I'll do the best for you, then you just want to ball out with them. And if you ball out with them, you'll be successful.
That's awesome. How does your family feel about you playing volleyball?
My family feels great. You know, originally they wanted me being of a tall generation, along with all my other brothers. All my brothers were 6'7", just like me. You know, tall runs in our family. It's a dominant trait. Like, on my mom's side, all her siblings are like 6'8", 6'9", brothers. Her sister, 6'3". My mom was 6'3". You know, so, at first, like, they were like, volleyball? Like, that's a weird sport. You know, they didn't kind of see it. But then once they saw that right out of high school, I got a scholarship for it. And they saw they would come to my games and see me play. They're like, wow, good job, you know? I don't think, you know, family really minds what you do as long as they see that you're successful with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what true family does. You know, they support you no matter what. So, you know, they didn't really never support me. But then once they saw that what I can do with it, they're definitely supportive of it.
How about your family, Kevin?
Same. You know, I have a really big family. So my mom loves coming to my games, to be honest. I mean, she works a lot. And whenever she has free time or whenever I have a home game, she's always there. Mm-hmm. My dad, same, you know. My brother, too. My brother's only a year younger than me. And he played sports throughout his whole life as well. So, I mean, now that he has bad knees, like, he has to do something, and he's always there supporting me at the game. So
just a personal question. What do you guys look up? Who do you look up to in life?
It would definitely be my mom. I got a lot of myself from her, a lot of my personality, a lot of moralistic values that I have that make me who I am. It's from her and watching her and then just observing what she would do. It would be my mom and then my brothers as well, because my brothers, they also set like a bad example of what not to do, you know. It was from watching them, I was able to see the good and the bad, you know, to stay with. I love my brothers. I love my family, whatnot. But, you know, like, just seeing that difference, you know, I could tell and form my own opinion based off of it. And I knew just based off my conscience and my own feeling of just who I am as a person, what's okay and what's not okay. It also sets, because of my brothers and whatnot and my mom, I'm able to have this drive for something, you know, this eagerness and to not be lazy, because my family isn't a lazy family, you know. So definitely my older siblings and my mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I definitely say my mother and my father as well. You know, my mom, she gets up at 4:30 every morning for the last 20 years. You know, she works 30 minutes away from the house, so she's got to leave the house by like 5:30 just to be there at 6. My dad as well, he's up at 5. You know, both of them being from Mexico, they both got here when they were both 16 years old, you know, no money, and having such a big family, you know, they didn't have money to eat, so they had to go somewhere to try to find some money to send back home. So, I mean, just looking at both of them and what they've accomplished, you know, it drives me to do the best that I can in anything I do. So,
that's great. How is maintaining school in volleyball? How does that affect you?
Before, when I was in high school, when I started, I mean, if it wasn't for volleyball, I probably wouldn't have graduated on stage. Volleyball kept school in check. You know, I made sure I have good grades so I could play volleyball, you know. It wasn't really great grades, you know. I just maintained what I could just so I could play the sport. You know, it wasn't until I got into college that I realized, you know, you can actually, it does go toe-in-toe with each other, you know, like, it's your work ethic. Even when you're in school, it's your work ethic. Whether you hate it or not, you know, you have to do it. So you're going to do it. You might as well excel at it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, it just, you know, time management and all these factors come into play. But you can do it. I mean, you suffer a little bit. You know, you'll be tired some days. Some days you might have energy because you have a day off. You'll take advantage of it. You know, but as long as you can manage your time and you just tell yourself you can do it, then you can do it. So, I mean, it's not too hard to manage it. It's just more of a mindset type of thing.
Mm-hmm. How about for you, Kevin?
I mean, for me, to be honest with you, I had to learn the hard way. In high school, for example, my junior year, no one expected us to do as well as we did. We went undefeated in season. Well, we lost one game, but that was to Claremont. And the last game, we actually beat them. And we were the first team to beat them in like 6 years during league because they had a bunch of D1 players. And so my senior year, all I concentrated on was really volleyball. And, you know, I tried to hang in there with my grades, and I was afloat until season finally came, and I was ineligible. So the only reason why I got lucky was because we made it so far in playoffs that they were able to put me in. And, I mean, this year, kind of the same thing. Like, the first year playing in college isn't really that tough just because all you need is 12 units. As long as you're a full-time student and you have a 2.0, you're able to play. But the year after, you have to make sure all your grades are good. And, I mean, this year, I just had to, like, try to conquer all my classes. And you know, it was hard for me just because I like being active, and it's harder for me to just pay attention in class. So, I mean, I feel like from my high school experience, it definitely helped me out right here in college. So
what are your values and in life? What are your values in life and why? And also mixing it in with volleyball.
My values in life is happiness. You know, when it comes to the end of when I'm done doing a lot of things, you know, you want to settle down and whatnot. Or, you know, some people like to work until they're, you know, deceased and out the way, you know. But when it comes to, I just want to be able to look back and have no regrets, you know. I'm not really a person who cares too much all about money. I would just like to have enough to make sure I can maintain stability. If I have a family in the future, support my family and whatnot. You know, I'm not someone who needs to make $1 million and whatnot. But as long as I can successfully look back on my life and be, I had a great life. I did what I needed to do. And, you know, I definitely took advantage of what I was given. Then, you know, then that's where my moral value comes in. And it comes in with volleyball. You know, volleyball, playing it for like 6 years now, you know, it's a huge part of my life. You know, I wanted to use it to open doors for me, which means I'm still using it. You know, by the time I'm done playing it, I'll probably be coaching it. You know, that means that's going to take up like 20 years of my life right there. So, I mean, that means volleyball makes me happy. So it fits right perfectly with it.
That was also a follow-up question that I wanted to ask y'all later, but we'll keep that for after Kevin.
Yeah, I'd also say the same thing. I mean, for me, just being happy. I mean, I do want to make a lot of money. I'm not going to lie, but part of making a lot of money for me is just because I want to take care of my mother and my father. Like I said, they've been working way too hard for way too long, and, you know, I'm tired of seeing my mom get up at 4:30. I want to see her, you know, relax and, you know, take the rest of her life off on the beach somewhere.
Awesome. So yeah. With that being said, coaching, if you ever had the opportunity to coach volleyball in high school or in college, would you take that on?
I definitely would, but I wouldn't. I would do it after my years of playing are done. If I think I still have years of playing, I'm going to try to pursue that as long as I can. And know life, because we all know life adversities sometimes hit you hard. Sometimes, you know, you have to do what you need to do in order to live. So as long as nothing like that hits me, as long as I can keep on playing, I plan to play. And, you know, if it comes to it afterwards where I'm done playing, and, you know, I want to teach some kids what volleyball has taught me, that I would love to coach.
Yeah, I'd definitely say the same thing. If I feel like, you know, I have a couple more years of playing, I'd want to concentrate on that. But I've always loved to coach. I mean, whether I'm trying to or not, I come from a big family, so I'm around young children all the time. And I just love teaching someone something or teaching them how to get better at it and just seeing that smile on their face, you know, like, oh, I was able to do it. Like, that for me is all worth it. So
what advice can you give to our listeners today about just being an athlete in general and also towards volleyball?
Strive towards success. Don't stop. I mean, if you're going to do it, then you're going to do it. You know, a lot of athletes, a lot of people be like, you know, he was really good. How come, you know, he didn't make it as far as all these other people? I mean, if you look at the great people, their work ethic was crazy. They strive to the top, and that's why they got there. Even the people who weren't as athletically gifted as these other people, a lot of people, what happens is you get to one skill level, and it gets harder. It's like a difficulty setting. Mm-hmm. So you have to accommodate. You have to get better. A lot of people, when they're at the beginner level, they can pass it easily. You know, it might take, you know, someone 10 days to pass the first level when it'll take someone else a year to pass that first level. But that person who works hard will get to level 4 before you can pass level 3, you know, because you're taking it easy because you started off with that amazing skill level. So if you're going to do it like anything in life, then you just have to strive for it and go at it. And the more you go at it, and the more harder you work at it, the easier it will be for you to attain success.
Definitely.
Yeah, I also agree with Isaiah. I feel like a lot of people try to be like others instead of trying being the best that they can be. So, I mean, if you have, like for Isaiah, I know he was struggling a little bit just learning our plays and our offense. But, you know, and I'd see him down a lot during the games, like if we were down. And I try to pick him up, you know, I try to tell him, like do you play the way you play, you know? You can't always be the player that your coach wants you to be. You know, the only thing I say is you can be the best you can be. So,
have y'all experienced, like, a confrontation of some sort or anything that has been kind of extravagant during a practice or maybe during a volleyball game? Have y'all experienced that?
Yeah, I mean, there's been times where we're yelling at each other and bickering and stuff like that out of frustration. Because, like I said, we have a lot type dominant players, and you have some players who aren't as dominant, and then it's like half and half. You'll have half dominant, half not dominant on the same court together. Mm-hmm. So then it just turns into this mass confusion of just, like, just shut down for our whole team, you know? But, like, we did have a meeting, and we talked about it. And a lot of people thought it didn't work, but, I mean, the next game we played, we won. And we originally didn't win a game before that. So, I mean, did it work or did it not work? I don't know. But honestly, I can say ever since we had that meeting, I've been playing a lot better. I've been playing a lot better personally and for the team, and the team can see it, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of players on our team feels the same way. So, you know, we definitely have fixed a problem that we did have earlier.
Any comments on that?
I feel like during the games there's not as much confrontation. I mean, you definitely feel the tension between two teams, you know, just because – the net's right there, and, you know, the ref will pull out a yellow card just for saying a bad word, you know. But at practice, I mean, practice gets really intense. You know, our coach, the drills that he asked for us, he wants to keep us in the top shape, you know. He's not looking for us to, like, spiral down, like, during season. Like, the off season was crazy. Like, we had four practices a day,
two of them at 5 a.m. Two practices a day, and then we would have some at, like, 5 a.m. during the week. It was, like, three practices
We have serving and passing at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. Then we have weight room later on, like, from 2 to 3:30. Yeah. Then right after 3:30, we go back into practice. So, I mean, practice was definitely challenging. You know, everyone's tired. Everyone's thinking about school. Like, oh, man, I still need to study. And then, like, some guys on your case about you not playing well, like, of course, like, tempers are going to flare a little bit. But, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're all still friends. We're all teammates, so.
Definitely. Well, I feel like Coach Walker is definitely setting you guys up for success. And I've heard that y'all's games are pretty intense. Yeah. But, yeah, with all that being said, thank you so much for coming out today. I really appreciate it.
And yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having
And I hope to maybe come and see one of y'all's games soon, because I would love to experience that firsthand.
Yeah.
But that was Kevin Trejo with us, and also Isaiah Williams. Had a wonderful talk with them today. This is Olivia Cervantes with KPCRadio.com, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up on Hungry to Win. Y'all have a great rest of your day. It was good talking to y'all today. Always remember that you can do anything in life. Always strive to be the best that you can be. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Challenge yourself every day. Peace and love.